Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Minisode number 141. And we've got a very special Minisode today because it is a very special day in general. And that is because at the time of you listening to this, the Fat Loss Accelerator version 2.0, the second cohort of my rapid fat loss course, my 6-week course, the Fat Loss Accelerator, is now live. And you can go and check the link that is in the description of this video or podcast, and you can figure out more details about the course, how to sign up. And if you're listening to this on Thursday, it will be the lowest price you will be able to get it at for this cohort. So I'll touch on that more a little bit later, but if you want to find out more details and you want to learn how to sign up, just click the link in the description and do that. That'd be great. All right. So this minisode is going to be about a very controversial, lots of syllables, controversial topic around slow dieting versus fast dieting. And in this video, I want to make the case for rapid fat loss. Shocker, given what I just talked about. But nonetheless, whether I had a product on this or not, I would still believe these same things. And that is that maybe, at least sometimes, slower dieting is not, in fact, better than fast dieting. Because you see everybody on Instagram and all these fitness coaches and everybody, and even me, like I think that there's a time and place for everything. But as I've been, after running the first cohort of the Fat Loss Accelerator 1.0 and seeing the great results that people got, they weren't, you know, starving themselves to death. They were actually gaining muscle, gaining strength. They handled the lower calories well. And that alone gives me a lot of hope for potentially using a rapid fat loss approach, at least in the short term, in the future, as opposed to a slow and steady approach. And of course, there's also some research that goes into this, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And so let's go ahead and get into the very first reason why maybe slow dieting isn't better than fast dieting. And I think that this is the super blatantly obvious one, that you get to finish your diet sooner. And during the summer times and basically any time, I can imagine that people want to get in and get out, right? If you're going to go through some type of diet phase, if you have a goal weight to hit, if I could say, hey, could you hit that in 6 weeks? Or would you want to hit that in, you know, 4 months, right? It's like, you're going to take the 6 weeks. And I think that what happens here oftentimes with dieting, and whenever you have that slow and steady approach and just that incremental, you know, maybe a half pound to a pound loss per week, which there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. However, I've also found that Parkinson's law can really take place here. And I want to make sure that I get the definition right. So Parkinson's law is the old adage that work expands to fill the time allotted. So you guys all know this. Think about back to the college days whenever you had a paper to write and you waited until the very last day. And then all of a sudden you magically found all the motivation and energy and whatever to finish that paper by the time that it's actually due. And so if we give ourselves 2 hours to complete a task, we're going to make sure that we finish it within those 2 hours. But if we cut that time in half and give ourselves only an hour, well, maybe we can actually finish the same task in less time. And so that's what's happening, I think, with a lot of these fat loss plans, is that people expect the slow and steady approach, and they know they need to be patient, and they see all these things online. And they think, okay, I'm going to lose a pound a week. I've got 15 pounds to lose. It's going to take me about 15 weeks, you know, and that's even being generous, right? Because that's with the ideal of losing 1 pound per week and actually adhering to your diet steadily and consistently for those entire 15 weeks. However, if I was like, hey, what if we sped things up a little bit? And what if you could lose those same 15 pounds in 6 weeks' time if we got a little bit more aggressive, we buckled down a little bit harder. Of course, not do anything crazy, not anything unsafe or unhealthy. However, if we monitor things, pull these right levers, then maybe we can lose that same 15 pounds in 6 weeks as opposed to 15 weeks. And that's actually exactly what happened with one of the quote-unquote accelerators who went through the fat loss accelerator for the first cohort. His name was Bill. He ended up losing 15 pounds within these 6 weeks' time. And so, and then other people lost, you know, 10 pounds, over 10 pounds, 5 pounds, whatever it is. The point remains is that I think that we need to put more pressure on ourselves to perform and adhere to a more rapid approach. And so it's just like, yeah, if you can reach your goal weight sooner, if you can end the diet sooner and get back to living normal life and just eating more regularly and maintaining and enjoying your newfound leanness without trying to, you know, eat super low calories every day and be super restrictive, you can be a little bit more flexible after we go this very aggressive all-in type of approach. And this also works well if you have some type of vacation or some type of event coming up, like at the end of the 6 weeks, or of course this, you know, 6 weeks is somewhat arbitrary, but if you have a shorter time frame or longer, you can basically be like, okay, I've got 4 weeks until X happens, until I've got this pool party I've got to go to, I've got 6 weeks until this wedding, right? Or I've got this vacation. And you can basically reach that in much less time as long as your intensity and focus during that period is much higher. And of course, strategically from a physiological standpoint, you're doing the correct things as well, because obviously you can put 100% intense focus and effort into a plan that just really sucks, and then it won't give you any results, right? So it's got to make sure you have the right plan, but then also the intense focus and consistency within that short period of time, right? So the first thing is definitely you finish your diet sooner. And then the next thing is going to be that, quite simply, fast changes are very motivating. That's what's so great about fat loss, is that whenever you start to lose a couple pounds each week, it's like they're noticeable differences. You start to notice, you know, another line in your stomach, or maybe your waist size, you can tell it's going down a little bit more. Maybe you get another vein in your shoulder or in your arm or in your forearms, right? And you just notice these little tiny details that weren't there before. And that can be extremely motivating and serve as a catalyst to only be a positive feedback loop into adhering to your diet and exercise plan even more. And I think that's the beauty of having these tight restraints of, say, a 6 week program, is because one, you're ramping up your effort and intensity, but also you're trying to produce a very specific result. And as you get closer and closer to these results each week, you start to lose more pounds, and you know, your body starts making these changes. Well, then that only fuels your adherence even more. You get excited. You want to make sure that you keep that momentum going. And the research has even shown this too. I promise I'm not even just trying to have my marketing cap on right now, but studies have shown that your adherence increases correlated with how much weight you lose and how quickly. I butchered that. I said that terribly, but you guys understand what I'm saying. Whenever you lose weight, whenever you lose fat, and whenever you reach goals quicker than you thought, and you start to actually see tangible changes, then it makes you excited, and then this only it creates this flywheel effect of momentum going forward. And this has been true for my own fat loss journey. So whenever I was dieting for my bodybuilding competition, as the weeks went on, and of course, like, that shit gets It gets very difficult, both mentally and physically. But what was really driving me was, one, of course, my own insanity and craziness to decide to do something like that. But two, I was noticing visible changes every single week. And that can be very motivating, like I'm saying. And so I've noticed that with me. I've noticed that with my own clients, that their adherence only increases as the weeks tend to go on, whenever they're seeing good progress, whenever they're keeping the promises they make to themselves. And then, of course, like I said, this is also true in the research as well. And then not to mention with a lot of the accelerators from the first cohort of whenever I ran this, I would get messages and say, man, it's been 2 weeks and I'm already down 4 pounds. I feel great. I feel stronger. I'm so glad that I'm you know, back in the gym and following a plan. And I just feel really good and clear about my intentions going forward. And that's exciting, right? And so that's a huge thing. As far as, you know, everybody talks about consistency being the number one thing, adherence being the number one thing. And it's absolutely true, because you can have the most perfect plan, the most perfect fat loss plan or whatever, but if you don't adhere to it, then it doesn't really matter. So you can have these little psychological and behavioral quote-unquote tricks to make sure that you keep motivation high within that period. And what do you think is going to be easier, to keep motivation high for a 6 week period of time or a 16 week period of time? So I mean, I think that it's pretty obvious that if you can make quick progress within those 6 weeks and reach your goal in half the time, that's going to be extremely motivating from a week to week standpoint. All right. And then just, yeah, those are the two main ones, is that fast changes can be very motivating. And then of course, also finishing your diet sooner can be, very motivating and have its benefits. But am I going to say that, slower dieting is better for people who are maybe doing it themselves or don't have any help and they want to make these little small changes, you know, take the more habit-based approach where you take this one very small thing and you change that and then you try and stick with that for a week or two and then you keep building from there? And of course, right, from a sustainability aspect, I think that for most people who are doing it on their own, who don't really know where to start and don't want to overwhelm themselves, or maybe who have tried extreme approaches time and time again and it didn't work out, well then yeah, maybe they need to do a slower approach. Doing a rapid fat loss approach isn't something that you do for an extended period of time. I would say 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks is going to be the longest I would ever recommend that you do a rapid fat loss phase without taking at least a couple weeks of a diet break. Yeah, at least 2 to 4 weeks. And so it's just like, yeah, for many people, a slower approach can work well. But I think that the key factor there is that they don't have a professional guiding them every step of the way. They don't have somebody telling them exactly what they need to do week to week, or maybe what they're going to experience. One of the things I talk about in the FLA is that sometimes it can be disheartening, because whenever you do a rapid fat loss diet, sometimes you can look worse before you look better. And that's simply because in the beginning, you can lose a bunch of water weight and glycogen, and you can kind of feel flat, right? You're not as filled out because you don't have as much glycogen and your muscles aren't as full. However, as the weeks tend to go on and on and on, and then of course, I also have mechanisms, however I want to call it, within the program to try to give them refeeds and replenish that glycogen, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes you can look worse before you look better. But if you didn't have a coach to tell you that, this is why people can diet for a week or two and then feel really small or feel really stringy or just feel not very good. And then they can go back into raising their calories again, for example, right? And this is how people yo-yo diet over and over and over again. But if you have somebody saying, hey, this week you may be feeling this way, that's completely normal, that's okay, here's what we're going to keep doing, so just keep your head on straight, follow these instructions, that I promise you'll get closer to your goal, right? That's exactly what you need. And then lastly, most people who are doing this on their own, doing a rapid fat loss phase on their own, or some type of crash diet, is they don't have any type of exit strategy, right? They don't know that there needs to be an end to your rapid fat loss phase. There needs to be a hard stop to the rapid fat loss phase. And that's something that can cause people a lot of weight rebound, and they can have, you know, again, going back to these cycles of yo-yo dieting. But that's just doing it improperly. That doesn't mean that rapid fat loss or aggressive diets are bad. That just means that the person is using the protocol incorrectly, and they don't have the proper instructions on how to go through the rapid fat loss phase and then exit out of it safely and healthily. Right. That's what's so important. I think that's why I created the rapid fat, the fat loss accelerator, right? Is because I know these methods work, and now I have the proof from the people through the first cohort, the 47 people that went through the first cohort. I have testimonials and before and after pictures and everything. And I was really happy to see that, because it showed me that this shit works if you stick to it, right? And if you follow the instructions, right? At the end of the 6 weeks, you will make changes. But if you try and do it on your own, it's much riskier. And that's just the truth of it. So that is my case for rapid fat loss and why maybe slower dieting is not better. All right, guys. So my advice going forward now would be to, as soon as you listen to this, go sign up for the Fat Loss Accelerator. Click the link in the description. At least go check it out. Look through the details. See if it might be right for you, because Thursday is going to be the lowest price that it's ever going to be. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, today is going to be the lowest price that you will be able to access the Fat Loss Accelerator for this cohort. And so Thursday, the price will be $99, right? And so many of you could probably go into your subscriptions right now on your credit card statement and realize that you have, you know, three or four different subscriptions to some random service that you could probably cancel and come up with this $100, right? This is less than a meal for you know, two or three, or possibly even just two if you go to a fancy restaurant, right? So all $100 for a 6 week fat loss accelerator to get this entire experience, to get the educational content, to get an opportunity to actually commit to something and make a change that you've probably been wanting for a very long time, right? It's worth much more than $100. I can promise you that. So that will be Thursday. Thursday, it'll be $99. Friday on July 2nd, it will be $129. And then Saturday and Sunday on the 3rd and 4th, it will be $159. So yeah, make sure you go sign up as quickly as possible. The course will take place from July 5th through August 16th. So 6 weeks, we do it all together. We dominate life together, and that's how it is. So if you have any questions or anything, send me a DM, send me a message, send me an email. But yeah, hopefully I will see you inside. And yeah, thank you as always for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4 week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.